Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men. This is our worst of 2022 special. Hi, Rich.
Hi. Andrew.
How are you?
I am good. How about you?
You feel like crap. I get it. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Worst of 2022. You feel the worst that you felt in 2022 right now.
I do. I did get the C word not too long ago, and this is actually worst, and it's not the C word.
It's not the C word. We can't say that word. We get demonetized if we say that word. Wild. We're banned. We can't say that word. No. You can't say it. Yeah, you look better, though, from yesterday.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you look better.
I felt
from
real
our
gross yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, you look way better from yesterday. But a lot of bad stuff. You're going to feel a lot more worse because a lot of negative this year. We'll probably go down as a very historic year for professional wrestling.
Crazy.
You know, on Observer Live, we were talking about this, and Dave's been doing these yearbooks. Have you checked that? I got you one of these, didn't I?
Yeah, it's very fascinating that it's just like these compendiums that are put together of like full years of Wrestling Observers. And you get like a novel at the end of the year, essentially.
Yeah, which I love that. I think it's really cool to go back and read, you know, and it goes like obviously month by month. It's chronological to kind of see the progression throughout the year. The last one that came out was 95, which is the year that Nitro debuted. So obviously it was a huge mega year because it changed wrestling in a year or two. But, you know, this year is going to be one of those years. And obviously the big story is Vince McMahon stepping down from WWE. And the lead up to this was even more fascinating because it was at one point in this company, every McMahon left.
Yes, the McMahons abandoned ship because you know what? Once this Vince stuff came out, we were like, oh, the writing must have been on the wall, like internally.
Well, it will not in January. Mm-hmm. I would say they got wind of this sometime in late March. Of what was going on.
You know, it's interesting that this is on the worst list. I think this is on like unfortunate. It was for the best that he stepped down, right?
Negatives. We're going with things that are negative more than anything else. You know, it was a negative that he, you know, the process of it, the whole story was a negative, but I think the big story may turn into a positive for WWE for him stepping down.
So.
Obviously, the sexual assault allegations and the sexual misconduct allegations are never a positive, but as far as the company goes, it really did not turn into this negative for them, which a lot of people thought it would be. You know, they thought that stock would tank, they thought all this stuff, and it didn't really turn into that. But Vince McMahon leaving, obviously it's going to be a big story here as far as like negative moments in 2022. CM Punk losing his mind, though, that's the real, you think that's the worst of?
I think, you know, like, there's a lot of stuff on this list that's, like, really unfortunate, but I think the one that's going to stick out in people's minds is, like, CM Punk, like, basically shooting a cannonball into, like, whatever relationship he had with everybody backstage in AEW, you know, which Garrett Gonzalez apparently coined as Muffingate.
Garrett Gonzalez didn't coin this as Muffingate. He's also banned from Facebook. Did you hear about that?
Who, Garrett or CM Punk?
Garrett.
I could see that.
Yeah. It's all those.
He's like a big troll, right?
He's a big troller, Garrett. He just goes on there and just trolling mommy groups on Facebook. I don't know why he does that.
Well, he does. Don't you guys wear shirts that say, I love hot moms?
That's all we do on We're Live, pal.
I got to start doing it.
It's a really wacky show, man.
All you do is talk about hot moms. Oh, man. I'm missing out.
It's a really wacky show.
But seriously, like even if you're a fair weather wrestling fan, this is one of those stories where it's on YouTube. You could see the meltdown on YouTube. You didn't see the fight that happened afterwards, but you could see the meltdown at the media scrum where like everybody who's being interviewed is pretty much like semi in character, right? It starts out with like Jericho and Keith Lee kind of semi in character, like calling out their opponents, etc. And you know what? You think that's happening with the CM Punk thing, but then you could tell it takes like an obvious turn once Tony Khan starts kind of like doing like these really big eyed reactions. Like,
yeah.
I wish this guy would stop talking, you know?
Yeah, poor Tony in that bizarre situation he was sitting in. I don't know. I think this is also this is a big the reason why this is the worst. This is a big negative for AEW, and this kind of started the meltdown as far as the the perception of the company, and it sucked a lot of the wind out of that company. You know, great example is we were at Grand Slam. That followed this. This was the next mega show that they had, and the mood was very different from a year prior.
Yes. And I think the mood was definitely, you know what? And like reasonably so, a lot of the mood was like, you know what? Fuck you guys for taking this away from us.
It was. Yeah. It was. And you know, like it's not AEW's fault. It's not Tony's fault. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's the leader of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big believer of management is responsible for all of it. Like I follow that by for my own dealings. I can only blame myself when something gets out of hand if it's in my position to steer the ship.
Right.
I'm sure Tony feels like that too a little bit, you know? Some of the responsibility is on him. I'm sure he would have handled this much differently. But you're dealing with lunatics at the end of the day.
Exactly. And the guy has to set an example. You know, like you can't let something like this happen. Plus, like the backstage brawl happen without setting an example for everybody else, you know, but at the same time, you don't hear shit like this from that locker room. Right.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear from either locker room, but especially that one, because I think that AEW's survival is a necessity for pro wrestling. The detractors can't see that for whatever reason. Because they've become so, this is such a religion for people.
Oh, yeah.
To pick a side in pro wrestling. But I don't think they understand the importance of having AEW in existence as a close number two or a faint number two or just existing as a profitable number two. This company being around is good for wrestling. It's very good for wrestling. And, you know, when you see the comments, you realize these people are not here for wrestling. They're here for whatever else they're here for. They're not here for drama. They don't give a shit the business does well. They just want to see Roman Reigns on TV and that's it. It's a very different way of looking at it.
It's very two-dimensional on to a certain extent. You know what this reminds me of, too, like now that we're talking about kind of like backstage stuff that we don't want to know about. It's not as bad as like the brawl, but the last time I think something like this happened was when Jericho confronted Brock Lesnar, right? Where like Brock and Randy didn't tell anybody that they were going to bleed, or it looked like Brock was taking liberties with Randy Orton. And apparently Jericho got in his face like at the end of the night in Gorilla.
Yeah. But nobody was fired. Nobody was fired from there.
Because they, you know, they brought him aside and were like, yeah, we planned it, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
wild stuff. But how about this one? Cody not choosing to re-sign with AEW, 215. I mean, we were covering this. We were, I called you when I was told this, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, dude, he's not signing. I just got word he's not signing.
You know, you could see the writing on the wall with this one, you know, because of all those weirdo promos he was cutting.
That one where he cut that, like, promo, and it was like, it was almost like he was starting a program with Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He was like, I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to say this, but I'm going to do it right now. And he was like, I'm the forbidden door. I'm the one that's done the crossover. I'm the one that left WWE, went to Japan, went to Ring of Honor, started this revolution. And it seemed like he took a shot at Punk here in that promo. And then that was it.
That was also the promo, I believe, the crowd was chanting Royal Rumble at him.
Were they?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because like I think the writing was on the wall for a couple of weeks. He did that whole angle with Malakai where he left his boots in the ring, but then wrestled like a couple of months later or like whatever. You know, like it was just like a weird series of events.
Very weird.
What I think was the perception-wise, what the downside of Cody not choosing to resign with AEW is that his guys lost a lot of steam. You know, because he would put the Nightmare Factory in some kind of capacity, like on television regularly, you know, like a guy like Anthony Agogo. I think it stopped Ricky Starks from getting that push. You know, you had QT Marshall and like all those other guys showing up on TV regularly, and they're coming out every so often now. But I think it was like a big ding against them and the Dark Order stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. 100%. Definitely things changed in that company after he left.
Yeah.
Sasha and Naomi walked out of Monday Night Raw, citing poor booking decisions. This is still ongoing. Sasha's going to New Japan in some capacity. We know that. Is Sasha showing up on January 11th? We'll find out. People think yes. People think no. Now you kind of, I mean, what the hell do you do now? You've kind of set people's expectations up. So we'll see what happens there. Ric Flair wrestled his last match. Quote, I watched it last night, dude. My father wanted to see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he think?
Listen, he looks terrible. That's what he said.
He looks like melting ice cream, Andrew.
And that match was tainted too because he hurt his foot and he couldn't do much.
Yeah, and wasn't didn't it come out this week that Ricky Steamboat was supposed to be one of the opponents? And
Ricky
backed out.
Yeah, because he found out that he had a pacemaker. That's Ricky's story.
And Flair had a pacemaker.
Yeah, Flair has a pacemaker, yeah. And he didn't want to wrestle. But Ricky Steamboat wrestled, and that's not even on our list.
Really nuts, too. And that guy said he was not going to wrestle.
Yeah.
I think Steve Austin
wrestled.
Yeah. I think the heart stuff is way more different than the neck stuff, you know?
Big E broke his neck right before Mania. Oh, terrible. That's enough to be on the worst of. MJF threatens to walk out of Double or Nothing. I was at Double or Nothing. I witnessed all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Another bizarre AEW night.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much in real time, right? I mean, you were play-by-playing it because you and Meltzer, you were with Dave.
I was with Dave, and I was with Brian. I was with Garrett, and we're sitting there in Tony's suite. Not Tony Khan, Tony Leader. We were sitting in Tony's suite.
Tony from F4W.
Yeah, Tony from F4W. And we're like, what the hell's happening here? And we're just getting it all in real time. It was actually, Suncast witnessed the whole thing, and he was like blown away by it. He's like, wow, this is actually very interesting stuff.
Mm.
He loves gossip, that guy. He's a big TMZ guy. He goes on Perez Hilton all the time. That's all he does is celebrity gossip. Let's see what else. CM Punk broke his foot right after winning the title. You know what? That was the beginning. That was the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Because remember, everybody called him a bozo for doing that.
Exactly. But it's always like those weird moves that these guys do, you know, when it's not on TV and they end up hurting themselves, you know? Knock on wood, Darby has remained healthy. Did you see the clip of him jumping a Jeep over his house?
Yes.
You know, like, I think somebody saw that and was like, hey, don't do shit like that. This guy's breaking his foot stage diving. Don't be jumping your Jeep over your house, dude.
Jeff Hardy suspended for DUI. That was a big story in the summer. He's still not back. He's still dealing with this. I don't know the status of him. I hope he's getting better. Terrible. Yeah. Brian Kendrick gets released by WWE only to get picked up by AEW on the same week. And then all of his conspiracy theory videos come out and exposes him immediately. You know, some wacky freaking points of view, man. I don't know. He did come out and say it was idiotic, though, right? He did say, like, these were idiotic thoughts that I had because I was reading nonsense and...
I was reading nonsense and believing it.
I mean... Some of this stuff is really nutty stuff. I don't even want to go into it.
You know, it's funny because, like, whenever we do these things, again, not to poo-poo on anybody, but it's funny how, like, every company has lunatics working for it, right? But when you're in the wrestling business, it seems like you're closer to being exposed for being a lunatic, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's, like, there's somebody who works in the mailroom at, let's say, like, Reuters or the New York Times, who probably has a litany of YouTube conspiracy theory videos that will never be released. And they're just like, have you seen like Dave the Mail Guy's friggin' like lizard people videos?
Dude,
whoa, that's crazy.
Our Christmas, you came over for Christmas Eve, right? To the house.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
Coco was telling us that he's a flat earther.
And I was only there for an hour and a half.
He didn't say that he's a flat earther, but he's like, dude, I could see why they would believe the earth is flat. I'm like, why? Tell me how.
I thought he was doing a bit.
Dude, I thought so too. I believed it until the next day, and I brought it up. He's like, okay. He's like, okay, listen. How are you so sure that that isn't true? I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe because we've gone to space. He's like, have we? I'm like, okay, we have telescopes in the sky. He's like, I'm like, so is it that we're like a sheet? Is it like, and I'm like, okay, now I'm going to buy you into this, right? Is the world flat long way or is it like a circular flat? He's like, it's flat long way. Like, what are you, a fucking idiot? It's flat long way. There's icicles blocking the waters. And I'm like, okay, but how about every other planet? Every other planet is round and spherical and three-dimensional. He's like, I don't know, man. I'm just telling you. And then he walked away.
That's always the response of these guys. Listen, like, and you know what? And we fucked up because that's our fault that conversation started.
It is.
Because we were making the joke of like, yo.
Flat Mars.
Forget about flat Earth. We're flat Marsers.
Yeah. We're flat Martians.
MG, I think MG thinks the world's flat.
No,
MG thinks the world is a cube.
He thinks it's a cube.
Like Bizarro World.
I think you should move on to the next subject.
No, we're not. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, don't tell us what to do, you cubed earther.
You mole man, center of the earth people. All right, Brian Kendricks.
I would love to believe in Hollow Earth, though.
Like, there's a tunnel, you go through it, there's all these, like, weird... Are they humanoids? What are they?
Mole men.
They're mole men. Have to be.
And crab people. And crab people.
Yeah, love it. I'm so into it, dude. Shane McMahon booking Royal Rumble and then getting ousted. January, that was a bizarre story. I would love to know the real part of that. Vince McMahon wrestled Pat McAfee. I don't think that was a worst of. I thought that was pretty freaking cool. I was into it.
That was good for Pat. That was good for Pat, 100%.
It was great for Pat. I thought it was pretty cool. And then Vince takes the worst stunner. Yeah, of course he took the worst stunner, but he's never taken a good one. I wasn't as surprised. A lot of people, here's another one. NWA puts the title on Tyrus. A lot of people are very upset over this.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, is it because of his political stance or is it because it's Tyrus?
I think people were upset because he got into that whole thing about sending unsolicited DPs to some lady he worked with.
Yes. Okay. You know what? It is the worst stuff. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm playing with modeling clay while I'm doing this. I'm making my own moment. I'm making a village little clay people. Jonathan Gresham gets into a shouting match with Tony Khan after dropping the Ring of Honor title. All right. I mean, that's less of a big deal for me.
You're not a Gresh fan.
No, I think he's super talented. I just don't know, you know. I think he's great. I think he's a very good wrestler. I just don't, you know, there's so many other options. Like, I understand why they took the title off of him at that time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, and it's also, it's a title match, you know? Like, you do what your boss tells you to do. That's it. Read the other guy. Read the next note. Do you have the note in front of you?
I was going to ask you to read it because I know what the right answer is.
No.
It's Andrade gets suspended by punching Sammy.
Yeah, but how did he spell it? What did he write? Andretti. Mario Andretti.
Andretti.
The race car driver, right?
Mario Andretti.
Mario Andretti gets suspended. For punching Sammy Guevara.
It's Andrade gets suspended for punching Sammy Guevara. You already had heat with Eddie Kingston. He's directed that at you.
Me. You already had heat with Eddie. I don't want heat with Eddie at all. All right. That was bizarre. I don't know if that was his way of trying to get out of his contract, but he's also really, he's banged up. He tore his pec, I think.
Andrade?
Yeah. Andrade's injured. Well, or shoulder, something like that. Charlotte returned back, so I don't know if he wants to go back there. Kota Ibushi accuses New Japan of sexual harassment and abuse of power. That was in the early in the year. And Mandy Rose gets fired for inappropriate paywall content. This is, if she did this to get fired, I think she's brilliant.
Absolutely.
If she posted what she posted without thinking she would get fired, I think she's a dum-dum.
Yes. I think she knew what she was doing.
You can't, smart guys. Move. Guys, listen, you can't post your asshole on the internet and then go, what do you mean I'm fired? It doesn't work like that.
What do you mean I can't do that?
What do you mean I can't? Listen, I'm not a prude here. I think it's great what she's doing. I think she should continue doing what she's doing if she's happy doing it. She should make all the money in the freaking world. But I cannot comprehend the concept of, you know, posting lewds to the point of, like, listen, it's not, they're not bikini photos she was posting. Like, she was, they're essentially, she's nude. I mean, much she's butt-ass naked and you see everything. But I don't understand the people that are like, well, WWE, I can't believe WWE fired her and they made her into like a sex icon. Like, that was her thing. I'm like, yeah, but they're not like showing her asshole on NXT.
Right. Hey, listen, man, that could be in the works with Triple H's.
Maybe Triple H's XXX, Raw XXX, right? Maybe this is what they were leading up to. But, you know, I think she probably was like, I can't believe it took these idiots this long to figure this out. She was doing this for a while. It wasn't like all of a sudden.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, people told me that people told me at one point she was messaging, people were like posting her content on Twitter and she would DM them from her account and be like, hey, dude, take this down.
Take this shit down. Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. I'm going to get fired. But maybe at one point she was like, I don't know how long this took me. Why did it take them this long? They had no clue what was behind that paywall.
But again, you know what? There was probably people who knew and who were like, listen, I like seeing these pictures. So
I'm going to keep quiet. Yeah. Tino Sabatelli, winner of the year.
Yeah. That's your favorite.
That's my favorite, winner of the year. All right. What's one thing you hoped would hoped happened that didn't? What is one thing that you wanted to see this year that did not happen, Rich?
I want to say the Tanahashi CM Punk match.
Tanahashi CM Punk.
Right? Because then we ended up getting Tanahashi versus Mox.
We got Tanahashi versus Mox, which it didn't really mean as much.
Yeah.
I think that's a big one. Dwayne, maybe Dwayne and Roman didn't happen, obviously, this year.
Yeah.
But it looks like it could be possibly happening this coming year in 2023. MG, what do you have there?
I was thinking Bryan Danielson. I think we expected more out of him this year, right?
Yeah, he was banged up for a little bit. Yeah, I would have loved to see him in a title picture. Yeah. Title reigns? Cody. You know, more from Cody. Yeah. Obviously, he got injured, so we didn't see that. I think you hit the nail on the head. And then also, everything CM Punk was doing. You know, I would have loved to see what the plan was. Yeah.
I got a question. I'll promote this, ask you guys this. If Cody doesn't get hurt, do you think they take title up of Roman at SummerSlam and he gets it there?
I don't know SummerSlam, but I would imagine. That's a great question. I got to look at my notes. Because I don't think it was in the plans for him to win the title yet, Cody. The plan was for 2023, but I do think he was going to build his way up there.
Right.
You know, he was going to. And here's the other thing that we should talk about, right? We are all very excited to have Cody come back, but will he have the same oomph as he did when he returned? Will it be the same or will it be diminished now? Because you've had time to marinate on this. I think the big part of it was that he defected from one company to the other.
Right.
You know, he left in February, was at WrestleMania in April, and then he was gone by May. So will it mean as much when he returns and the music hits and he comes out and does his thing because time has passed? Do people want to see him take the title away from Roman? Because Roman's supremacy has risen tremendously from January to now.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't decline. The Roman stuff has not declined, in my opinion. I think it's been a gradual incline. So, Cody coming back, do you boo Cody? Do the fans want to see the title off of Roman? I think that's a big question for this year.
That's a huge question. I do think if WWE does it the right way, obviously, Cody's going to have a huge, huge pop on his return. People like the guy. You know, I think he's one of those guys that's, you know, he's still young, he's a veteran, and people have not forgotten him.
Yeah. No, they haven't. So, very
interesting. I got another match for you.
Yeah, give me one.
Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey. That doesn't look like it's happening anytime soon.
Does not look like it's happening. Yeah. Happen. It seems like the match is going to be Rhea Ripley and Ronda at WrestleMania. So, and now Charlotte's back, so that changes everything. So that whole dynamic is there. And Ronda Rousey had a terrible year.
Yeah.
She lost all that she had built up, you know, when she came into that company, went away. She's just another person there that's not liked. Mm-hmm. On TV.
Why a Ronda Rousey hashtag was a few weeks
I think, I think that's ridiculous stuff. I think it people is, have this weird idea of Ronda, and I don't know. It doesn't fit their narrative, I guess, she, you know, for her. But I think as far as, like, working, she's just not in the good program. They softened her and made her into everybody else, and that's not what made her special. A lot of people passed away this year, before we wrap it up here. Scott Hall, Dave Hebner, Tim White, Sara Lee from Tough Enough. Who else? Mickey Henson. Candy Devine.
Yeah.
Antonio Inoki. Katamura. Starman from CMLL. Gene LaBelle. Tarzan from FMW. Tarzan Goto, I should say. Stefan Bonner. You know, wild year here.
Yeah, very sad.
Very sad. So that was the worst stuff. Out of all the bad things, Rich, overall, what's your number one?
You know, like Biggie getting hurt, maybe? Because all this other stuff is just like contract stuff and he said, she said. But, you know, you never want to see a guy get hurt.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that was our worst stuff. We'll see you for the prediction show next. See you next time.